Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, so far in this teaching on made unto us sanctification, that has been background so that we can get to the truth of sanctification. If there is a separation, and indeed there is, a huge difference between that which is of Christ in us and that which is outside of Christ, then can we see that sanctification comes from that which is of Christ and not, repeat, not from that which is outside of Him. Indeed, can we see that sanctification is Christ being seen and not that which is outside of Christ being seen? Why, sure. Therefore, the necessity is for the natural man to be set aside. Let me say that again. Then the necessity is for the natural man to be set aside, to come under the redemptive work of the cross of Christ, so that Christ within us might be seen in us and out to the world. For this to happen, there must be a conversion. Christ makes us one with Himself. Let me say that again. That conversion is Christ makes us one with Him. And again, our sanctification is not God making our fleshly nature better, but sanctification is Christ in us. Let me say that again. Sanctification is Christ in us. Christ, as He helps us to come to a place in Him where we can come to kill our flesh so that He can live through us. Now, all of this so far, again, as I said, is background so that we can get to the truth of sanctification. Again, if there is a separation, and indeed a huge difference between that which is of Christ in us and that which is outside of Christ, then can we see that sanctification comes from that which is of Christ and not from that which is outside of Him? Indeed, can we also see that sanctification is Christ being seen and not which is outside of Christ being seen? Why, sure. Then the necessity is for the natural man to be set aside, to come under the work of the cross of Christ, so that Christ within us, that Christ within us might be seen. And again, for this to happen, there must be a conversion. Christ makes us one with Himself. But this is how we become saved, or birth from above. It is the means of that new birth, and Christ is the life. Thus, when we are made one with Christ, we become alive with, now notice, not with our life, but with His life. That is why Paul was able to say in Colossians 3 and 4, in Christ, who is our life. Wow, Christ, who is our life. Here again, we see another great distinction between that which is, you know, what religion teaches and Christianity and the truth. Religion suggests that if we put our faith in Christ, that God will give us a thing called eternal life. Some people even suggest that eternal life is merely a legal classification. A lot of the mainstream religions believe that. That we were once classified as lost, but now we are legally classified as saved. But no, my friend, God does not merely give us a thing called eternal life. Oh no, my friend. God gives us Christ, in whom there is all life. Let me say that again. God gives us Christ, in whom there is all life. Again, if you are saved, you are alive only because Christ is in you. And why? Because Christ is our life. Wow, I like that so much I'm going to say it again. Christ is our life. I hope you're getting this, my friend. If not, then you may not be saved, like most professing Christians in the church today. You know, I really believe the greatest mission field today is not in Africa or Asia or even in India, but I believe the greatest mission field in the world today is the church. In Romans 3:23, Paul writes, "For we all have sinned, and this is true. But with the finished work of Christ on the cross, there are now two types of sinners. One type of sinner saved from their sin because they have accepted Christ into their heart. And the other type is a sinner who is condemned by their sin because they have refused to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior." Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now, both will live forever. Let me say that again. Both will live forever. All listening to this broadcast and all born of woman will live forever. God makes us, has made us eternal beings. But the question is not, is there eternal life? But the question is, where will we spend our eternal life? In the presence of God or in hell? Then into the lake of fire. John writes in Revelation 20:13-15, some very sobering words. And the sea gave up the dead, which is where it is, and death and hell delivered up the dead, which were in them. And they were judged. That we're talking about the great white throne judgment here. Every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. The second death. And whosoever name was not found written in the book of life, this happens when we give our heart to the Lord, were cast into the lake of fire. As we can clearly see, we all that are born of woman will live forever. But where? Well, that is our choice. With God and His plan and His purposes in our life, and in this age and in the next age to come, or in the lake of fire, where the devil and the beast and the false prophet and all shall, and all, even including man, shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation 20:10. Now, all of this is not the end of God's purpose for us. Oh, no, it's not. The purpose of God is not merely to get people saved. Oh, no. The new birth is just the beginning. Once Christ dwells in us, God wants to form Christ in us. Let me say that again. Once Christ dwells in us, God wants to form Christ in us. In fact, this is God's central goal. All that God is doing in us. God is not trying to make us rich and popular and intelligent and beautiful and all that stuff. Oh, no. God's goal in our life, as Paul writes in Galatians 4:19, my little children, of whom I travail in birth, again, until Christ be formed in you. Let me say that again. Until Christ be formed in you. Wow. The original word meaning here in these verses are vital to see. The word formed means to be inwardly realized and expressed. In a limited sense, we could compare this new birth in us to conception and the forming of Christ to the development of the child. God wants us to grow to where we begin to know Christ, to where we come into that inward realization of Him. Now, when the Bible speaks of this matter, it is not talking about merely about some kind of doctrinal knowing, oh no, or in fact, oh no, but about Christ. Sure, all that we discover of Jesus Christ will fully agree with Scripture, and we will come to know Him in a great way. But there is a huge difference between the forming of doctrine about Christ in our understanding and the forming of the living Christ in us. Wow, what a statement. God wants us to come into an inward realization of Jesus Christ that we will eventually break through into a manifestation of His life through us to the world. Wow. Wow, wow. But there is a huge difference between the forming of doctrine about Christ in our understanding and the forming of the living Christ in us. Wow. That is what God wants to happen in our life, that we have Christ formed in us. Amen. More next week as we continue looking at made unto sanctification. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, just trusting that you are getting this, that the eyes of your understanding are being enlightened, and you're understanding the difference between religion and man's traditions and stories and stuff that they tell in church, and the truth that is found in the Word of God. Because the difference, my friend, is salvation. So many Christians today are stuck on their church. They think there's a family plan in heaven. Well, mom and daddy made it to heaven, so I'm going to go. And I've been in this church all my life, so I'm good to go. Well, that's not the truth. We all must come into this realization of Christ, and we all must allow the Father, the God, to form Christ in us. Because Christ in us, my friend, is the hope of glory. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Amen.